This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America, and a special shout-out to our friends down there in the Bahamas, on the U.S. Virgin Islands, and in San Juan, Puerto Rico, our new affiliate down there. Thank you very much for carrying our show, and we wish everyone well down there, and we hope you're all doing a whole lot better down there in the Bahamas. Is right about now. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. All right, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Hello, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I did that for Flip because he's listening. If I didn't do that, he'd yell at me.
Oh,
all right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start the segment with the One America News Now company, who has sued Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, and all the other affiliates that they have there, which is, Comcast and Universal Studios and all that stuff, because I guess Comcast owns the whole deal and they bought all of that. And to make a long story short, defamation of character, because she came out and said, well, they're being paid by the communists to put out their propaganda.
Yeah, I think Rachel Maddow and the leftist in general are kind of on a negative roll with these types of statements. Not only about, I'm sorry?
You think?
Yeah. Just to get things started here.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see one of the networks or somebody taking a stand and slapping back a little bit. I think that's good to see a slap back, and we'll see how it turns out.
Right. Now, in other news, the CIA took a very unusual step yesterday in blasting CNN for simply false reporting, quote, end of quote, on the alleged CIA spies' extraction from Moscow and the story they wrote about and said it just wasn't true.
Well, that's nothing new as well. CNN has been doing a lot of lying, and CIA, I kind of look at them, I have a funny way to look at them, too, with a side eye as well. That's another situation. We're going to see how it turns out, and if this is true, it's a big problem, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to mention something here about the Taliban negotiations that were going on that were called off because of the fact that they detonated a bomb, a suicide bomb. They killed one of our servicemen. They killed one of our NATO allies and 12 other people at a time when they were supposed to be negotiating a peace deal, which is not the right way to go about doing it. And our former neighbor here in Tampa, General David Petraeus, a former CIA director and a four-star general, and I don't need to explain all the other things that he was. He said that the president did exactly the right thing in canceling and killing the Taliban meeting, and I'm totally with him on that one.
Oh, absolutely. I'm surprised that there were meetings scheduled anyway. You can't really negotiate with these people. If you understand their history, if you understand their modus operandi, you know that they're not going to stick to any negotiated treaties anyway. That's their history. That's their, in fact, instructions. If you read their little Quran, they cannot be trusted. So I'm glad that Trump decided not to meet with them. They're not worth it. The only thing, in my opinion, you can do with those people is defeat them. If you are in conflict with them. And that's the only thing they understand, that you can kick their butts. And otherwise, they're not worth really dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And Flip is making a comment here. He's saying a good first step to fixing America would be to prosecute politicians who violate their oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. I couldn't agree more with that, but unfortunately, we have a little problem with a guy called James Comey, who, in my opinion, unless Mr. Durham is the one that does it, will never see the daylight of jail bars.
You know, that's what Mr. Flip said is so apropos. But the problem is, if we started suing politicians for not following the dictates of the Constitution, we would be in court for a long, long time because, you know, politicians governing according to our Constitution are far and few between. And most are not doing that, and they're ruining this country, or trying to, in the case of Democrats. So I agree with him, but boy, would we be in court a lot.
Now, what do you think about the on-again, off-again asylum thing where a judge, federal judge, said, nope, President Trump, you can't do your asylum plan against the illegals that were here. And then the three-judge Ninth Circuit says, yeah, you can. And now this other, well, you'll have to hold your thought on it. But anyway, then this other judge turns around and he goes, oh, yeah. Well, we can't do it. So I believe it's called Supreme Court. Here we go. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch continues right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, a little Easy Rider, Peter Fonda music bringing us in that time. Let me tell you about my friends at Moss Nissan at Newport Richey and Crystal River. Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And as a veteran, it's extremely important to me to point out to my fellow veterans that if you serve, you save at both Moss Nissan locations now on new and pre-owned certified used vehicles at Newport Richey and Crystal River. And as a result, you'll save thousands of dollars off a new vehicle. And don't forget, you can buy a pre-owned vehicle at wholesale price, and you'll also get Moss Care for your vehicle and free lifetime oil changes, free tire rotation, and a whole bunch more stuff, too. Now, got a vehicle that needs service? Well, guess what? Moss Nissan repairs all makes and models, plus the You Serve, You Save program applies on the discount that they'll also give all active duty military, military veterans, and first responders, active or retired. Now, ask yourself, who does that? Well, the quick answer is nobody. And that's just one of the reasons why I wholeheartedly endorse and support Dave Moss and Dave Moss Jr. for all of those that work at the Moss Nissan dealerships too. Great people. They do exactly what they say they're going to do. They've always treated me right. And anybody that's had a problem that they've had and it's come through me, they've always taken care of it. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and the home of You Serve, You Save, always remember to tell them the captain sent you to save another bunch of money, $500 off your new car purchase, just by telling the captain sent you. They're truly the gem of all the car dealerships I've done business with over the years, with strong American Christian patriotic roots. Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S Nissan, in Newport Richey and Crystal River. Just tell them the captain sent you. And if you want to give them a call, 727-815-3095, 727-815-3095. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I want to talk about something here before we get into the Edwards Notebook that I got here, sitting here. The
judge on this asylum plan that we thought was okay to go per the three-judge Ninth Circuit Court turns around and goes, nope, can't do that. What's going on here?
Somebody needs to sue this judge because he's acting unconstitutional because one of the number one priorities for the president is to protect us from enemies, both foreign and domestic, and part of that protection means we're, you know, conducting protection, rather, on our borders. And if a president is not being allowed to protect and seal our borders, I mean, what else? I mean, what's the point in having a president if he's not even allowed to protect us? These liberal or leftist activist judges, you know, need to go back to school and learn the Constitution and learn what it means for government officials to protect we the people. I mean, these black robes gone wild are just, you know, they're just crazy.
Yeah, where's Judge Judy when you need her?
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, would she be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead.
It's a mess. It's a hot mess. It's just a hot political mess.
All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, I want you to hear the latest Ron Edwards Notebook. The Edwards Notebook coming here right now, and let's get this thing open so I can get it to play. And here we go right now.
Nicholas Soames, the grandson of World War II hero Sir Winston Churchill, recently said that Brexit is sending Great Britain into a free fall, but actually nothing could be further from the truth. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Brexit has not been enacted and thus cannot affect Great Britain one way or another until it is enacted. The real problem is that those who support the national sovereignty destroying European Union are sending Great Britain into a free fall. When a nation such as Great Britain is tethered to a massive centralized government, it destroys that nation's sovereignty and eventually its economy, along with reducing the rights of its citizenry. If Great Britain is ever to be truly great again, she must follow through and give the people what they voted for and allow Brexit to occur. Then, after the short-term inconvenience of readjusting to be a sovereign nation again, Great Britain would experience more economic growth and be free to sign a landmark trade agreement that would boost both the United States and British economies and further reduce the impact of China. I'm Ron Edwards. Feel free to check out my new website, theronedwards.talkspot.com.
There he goes, and Mr. Ron Edwards is right here on the telephone. Brexit, let's talk about that for a minute, because Boris Johnson has threatened to climb in his little vehicle or hop on the train and go through the tunnel and go right to Brussels and say, okay, boys, here we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brexit needs to happen one way or another, because the sovereignty of Great Britain is at stake. And people don't understand, you know, whenever you make a major change, sure, there's going to be a bit of inconvenience. There's a bump in the road. But if Britain does not extract itself from the clutches of the European Union, she will never be great again. And she will continue to slide downward, because the European Union has done a lot more harm to the British economy, to the British people, to their rights, even down to how they throw away their garbage. I mean, the European Union has been very intrusive into the private lives of the British citizenry, and is basically a robber baron when it comes to the collecting of taxes and things of that nature. And, you know, Great Britain should be allowed to be Great Britain. She was stupid to get into the thing, but she should be allowed out. And the parliament there, I understand they don't like Boris, the new Johnson, the new prime minister, but too bad. He's got to do what he's got to do for the sake of that nation.
Yeah, they say he's Donald Trump on steroids in Britain, but who knows. And I'm talking, folks, to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. The president could meet face-to-face with the Iranian president, Rouhani, when he comes to the United Nations General Assembly in about another, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks.
You know what, Captain? What's the motive? The president of Iran has no good desires when it comes to the United States of America, and especially to Donald Trump. The Iranians have one thing in mind, and that is to, you know, foster terrorism throughout the world and just be a pain in the neck And sometimes there are situations in certain nations where you don't need to sit down and negotiate. What the United States needs to do under the leadership of President Trump is to continue to build our military and be in a position to deal from strength. And that's the only thing these knuckleheads understand. We have to be stronger than they are, and they have to know it, and be willing to take care of the situation that ever arises that we have to deal with Iran in a physical manner.
Mm.
It's not worth it. Seriously, it's not worth it.
Now, what do you think about the president might extend the protected status for the Bahamian immigrants that are coming into this country? So far, about 1,300 or 1,400 of them have come in from Abacos, the island that was totally destroyed, and I mean totally destroyed. He may let them stay here indefinitely, especially for some of the injuries that they're suffering under, you know, because they've come over here injured.
Well, the last time I checked, I thought they are British subjects. I thought the Bahamians is more of a British nation. Let them go to Canada, old Canada or something. We don't need to take in everyone's, you know, every limping person in the world. And besides, there's a lot of areas in the Bahamas that were not destroyed. Maybe they can go over there into those areas and, heal their wounds.
Well, they don't have the medical facilities we do here, and I think that's the reason they came here. But we'll see.
They go to Canada.
We'll see. Now, and that's why Canadians come to the U.S. because we got better facilities.
All right, Senator,
Nancy Pelosi is after the Senate. She goes, the Senate GOP will have hell to pay in the background checks.
Well, I think the Democrats are going to have hell to pay. You know, they just keep doing exactly what they're doing. I think a lot of the Democrats are going to be surprised when it comes to the elections. More and more people are waking up. You got great messengers like yourself and many others on radio and elsewhere who are waking the American people up, and they're seeing what's going on here, the games the Democrats are playing and have been playing for a long, long time. And I think enough Americans are getting fed up with what they're doing. And it's Mrs. Pelosi who may get a surprise wake-up call.
And finally, Democratic Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says that the Dems are focused on impeachment, not America. I totally agree with that one.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. What else do you hear every day? They're going to impeach, and they want to do this, that, and the other to President Trump. They don't like this country. They don't care about this country, seriously.
I'm running out of time. The music's starting to come up in my ear,
okay.
And I will talk to you on Thursday, my man.
All right, take care. Bye.
Ron
now.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and coming up after the bottom of the hour, Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables, is in studio, and we're going to be talking about rule number 6 this week, which is interesting. Every week it's been a different one, 13 rules and a summary, but don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We pledge the full support of the federal government through every step of the rebuilding process.
President Trump in Fayetteville, North Carolina, talking about the rebuilding effort in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. He tells the huge crowd at the Keep America Great Again rally.
And I will say, North Carolina in our country probably got hit the hardest. That was a little bit of a surprise. But I know one thing about North Carolina, you can take it and you'll build it quickly and you'll build it beautifully and you'll be back sooner than anybody ever thought.
And he goes on to tell the crowd.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian, and I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversations with Kathy Chamberlain, the author of the book Rules for Deplorables, is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Captain, and your listeners.
Yes, and we are going to be talking today about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. It would be your chapter number 6, entitled Stupid Is as Stupid Does, where we're going to talk about tactic number 6, which is a good tactic is one your people enjoy. So, you start it out.
Yeah, boy, do they ever, too. They just love to get under our skin, and we let them. That's the big problem. This, you know, has been going on for decades, and they just make up really stupid stuff. I mean, ridiculous stuff. We think when they come out with this dumb stuff, we cower under it, and we allow them to get away with it. We got to stop that.
Mm. Now, we have a problem, according to the other side, with instigating people because we wear our red hats that say MAGA, Make America Great Again. And they kind of have equated that now on the other side of the aisle to a Nazi swastika. I mean, they use the term all the time, it seems like.
Yeah, well, leading that charge just last week, that author, Rebecca McKay, I believe her name is,
mm-hmm.
She came out with that ridiculous any normal person, she said, shouldn't wear any type of red hat. So that includes all you sports people out there, too.
And then you've got the representative, the brother of Juan Castro, Joaquin Castro, a Democrat out of Texas, who last month outed all the Trump donors and their employers who witnessed a rash of doxing and boycotts and public shaming by Democrats and their minions. And people like Stephen Ross of the fitness brands Equinox and SoulCycle, the founder of Home Depot, along with major companies like Yulene, Taco Bell, and Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. Now, who would want to pick on Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs?
Good point.
Goodness sakes.
All the sports guys who can't wear the red hats anymore, I suppose. This is getting just out of hand, and we're letting it. That's the problem. Instead of going out and sporting our MAGA hats, or putting bumper stickers on our cars, we're pretty much cowering and leaving all that stuff behind. We've got to get it all back out again and start wearing it.
So how did we get here? I know back in July of 2019 at the National, just a few months ago, the National Education Association, NEA convention, the largest labor union in the country, the leaders were giving scathing appraisals of Trump's performance, saying that he's assaulted America's fundamental institutions and that the U.S. democracy could be lost if citizens don't fight back. Actually, it's the other way around.
Well, that's true, and what a lot of people don't realize, number one, they overwhelmingly supported Hillary in 2016, surprise, surprise, but what's even more alarming is that back in 2009, they endorsed Alinsky's book for all its teachers to read.
And how about Bill Clinton? This is a little-known fact that people don't know about. When he was the governor of Arkansas, he brought Mark Tucker into the state to redesign or transform their educational system. Here we go, fundamental transformation of America.
Right.
And Tucker would later pay Mrs. Clinton over $100,000 to promote his America's Choice High Skills or Low Wages, a school program.
Yep. That's the darndest truth, and what also a lot of people don't realize is that school program, the concept was actually a pretty good one, but as usual, there are covert reasons behind it. They instituted strategies and beliefs of Saul Alinsky, which were really devious for bringing our school systems in line with those that basically could be furthered by the Karl Marx ideologies.
Yeah, and the Clintons, of course, were major players in bringing the Marxist philosophies via Saul Alinsky and his tactics into our school systems, because after Bill became president, Tucker then wrote an 18-page letter to Hillary saying the time had come to remold the entire American system into a seamless web that extends literally from cradle to grave and is the same system for everyone. Now, this is talking about 30 years ago.
Yeah, and I talk about that in my book. As a matter of fact, your listeners can get a better understanding of the type system the Clintons were promoting by reading a 1972 document, and it is shocking. It was produced by the NEA, and it's called Alinsky for Teacher Organizers. They can find that on the web.
Well, Lenin said, and I quote, "Give me just one generation of youth, and I'll transform the whole world."
Where we heard that before, and
yeah.
You know what? That's exactly the line of thinking that the Clintons have pretty much been behind, and so has the NEA.
And she wrote her whole college thesis on Saul Alinsky.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Right, exactly. And this is how come whenever we talked about Hillary and her connections and rules for radicals, and we talked about the transformation of America and that she was a continuation of Barack Obama, the people understood it in 2016. Folks, nothing has changed.
Nothing. And I think a lot of teachers don't even realize, you know, they pay these dues into this corrupt labor union, and it is the largest labor union in the country. They've got a really, you know, there was a Supreme Court Janus that passed that they approved of, and that actually was pretty good. That gave teachers the ability not to pay into these
unions. Correct, not to be a union member.
That's right.
Anybody yeah, anybody that could roll out of that.
Right.
But the left also directs its supporters to demand safe spaces in colleges and an end to ICE. Not because they'll make everybody safer, but because it makes a joke out of the rest of us.
Yeah, it does. And that's part of the sixth tactic, Alinsky tactic. You know, anything they can do, they sit back and they laugh. If you remember that Project Veritas guy in the State Department, the employee, and it was an undercover video, and he was just laughing at us because we couldn't fire him. And that's how they do. They know. They've set it all up.
And a good tactic is one your people will enjoy. And again, if you think that Dems' recent boycotting calls are a legitimate free speech right to protest a president with whom they disagree, then you don't understand the true game of the left. And that is to simply use a smokescreen for their ultimate evil goal, which is the total transformation of America into socialism.
We've got to understand that. People have got to wake up to that, because that is, they've told us. There's no secretive message here. Just like when Hitler wrote his Mein Kampf, you know, people, he told them exactly what he was going to do. People didn't believe him. We've got the same situation going on here today.
And, of course, we have all types of situations transforming that way. Let's see. George has sent me something here. I don't know if I can find this quick enough. Let me see what this is here. Yeah, okay. It's your book.
Ah, thanks, George.
Yeah, I think it's your book. But anyway, it's a book talking about Saul Alinsky's rules and all that. But here's the other thing, okay? When we talk about these tactics, every tactic means a different method to try to achieve their goals. Oh, high school book coming out next year. Oh, the new high school book's coming out next year.
I'm sorry? The new high school book's coming out next year. Okay.
Yep.
And what, are they including Alinsky tactics?
Yes.
Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Is this out of Texas, by the way?
Don't know.
Because I've been reading that they're really starting to crack down, but
don't know.
But they've got some real libs.
I can't see where the books are from here. Let me see. By the People is the name of the book. It's coming from A History of the People of the United States. Okay, well, that's what that is. I can't tell.
Well, Alinsky's book is in so many school systems. It's in almost every one of the libraries there. We've got to get something in there that counters that type of thinking.
Well, you know, last week we talked about rule number five, which is ridicule is man's most potent weapon, and sticks and stones and name-calling by the left is purposeful. They're still doing that. They're not going to go away. It's not going to stop. And, of course, with rule number six, which is trying to rewrite history, dumbing down our self-preservation, the Dems keep doing that to us, and indoctrinating millennials for destroying our own destinies. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, because we don't understand the tactics. We've got to get that message out, Captain, so that people understand what is being done, and so that we don't fall victim to their holding that power over us.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, going to take a break, pay a few bills, come on back, and Kathy will be back with me, and we'll be talking some more about this Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Remember, check out her book. It's RulesForDeplorablesBook.com. RulesForDeplorablesBook.com. And I'm coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more.
800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now today, it'll be mostly sunny with some isolated afternoon storms. The winds start off this morning light and variable out of the east. They'll pick up, go to about 10 to 15 miles per hour, and then they'll turn around to the north this afternoon, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas this morning 1 to 2 feet, this afternoon 1 to 2 feet with a light to moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature 89 degrees, the bay water temperature 88 degrees. Our high tide happened at 12:12 a.m. this morning. And our low tide's coming at 7:37. this morning. So, remember, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you've got access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, they have 185 locations across the United States of America, plus three in Canada and two in France. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports with two more coming. And the rumor is one coming in Gainesville, Florida. Go Gators! Oh, now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now, after that, you just pay whatever's due on a membership fee, and then it's a monthly charge after that. Very simple, very easy. And your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations across the country. So just go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, back to Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables. And good morning again, Kathy.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, we were talking about where we're at today with Alinsky's tactic number 6, entitled A Good Tactic is One Your People Enjoy. But the passage in the book is entitled Stupid Is as Stupid Does. So explain to me how you got Stupid Is as Stupid Does out of A Good Tactic is One Your People Deploy.
Well, because they use these tactics with enjoyment, and they're directed from, you know, the left, the real decision makers, who get them to do these really bizarre stuff that we look at and think they're just nuts. But at the same time, they're very, very effective. For example, the curriculum in these schools, if parents had any idea what some of these schools are teaching, even really good, used to be good colleges like Purdue University, I got to tell you, I mean, some of the research that I did shows some really strange things going on in these colleges to our students, and it's not ending anytime soon. They're actually getting worse. They have groups on college campuses called the Young Democratic Socialists of America. Obviously, they come from the Democratic Socialists of America, but for the young kids, and they're actually pushing their millennials to take jobs as teachers, as a way to move teachers' unions in a more militant and democratic direction. So they're gearing up to be stronger.
To the left, it's all a game, because you mentioned Purdue, and once great colleges like Purdue University, and one of our favorite callers, Dan the Man, is up at Purdue. He's one of the instructors there. You know, the things they're doing now, for example, they've got undergraduate students conducting a survey where they have the option of identifying their sexual identity. Well, you know, that gets a little sticky. We're not even going to go there, but you can just imagine. But to them, it's a game. It's just a game.
Yeah, and it's pathetic, because it's a game with our future, playing with our future. But, you know, they do things like the doxing and the boycotting that you had mentioned. Even I heard you mention earlier in the show today that San Francisco declaring the NRA as a terrorist organization.
And they've been sued by the NRA, too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm so glad to see that. That's a good way to punch back. We just don't have enough of that going on, for sure.
I don't know who's representing them, but I do know they're suing them, so there you go.
But let me tell you one more thing. When you asked about as stupid is as stupid does, where I got that, the one saving grace for the for conservatives is that the left has churned out so many of these millennials that have no clue, like our AOCs that we're seeing today, that when they get out of college, guess where they go? They get into politics, and they don't become Republicans. So they're encircling back. The left is really seeing karma playing out here, because now they're having to deal with the stupidity of what they've done.
But are they still Americans? That's my question. You know, you don't listen, you know, I'm an American first. Everything else comes after that. A lot of people like labels, so that's my label. I'm an American first. Everything comes after that. And the fact of the matter is it's just a shame that we have to go through all this with these labels and these identities. Whatever happened to just being a plain old American?
Yeah, I agree totally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Okay, well, how about I got an idea. Let me just throw this out there to you and to the folks, and let's see what you think. How about we just start wearing our MAGA hats in our gear again, like we did back in 2016, just everywhere we go? What are they going to do, beat all of us up at the same time? I don't think so. Put the bumper stickers back on the car fenders, display the Trump flags proudly, send our kids to conservative colleges that won't return them as snowflakes, demand our government put an end to college grants that support Marxist ideologies, frequent pro-Trump businesses that are being targeted by boycotts. Time maybe to start paying attention to what the left is doing to our country, get involved and unite behind our president, and join groups like the Tampa Trump Club, join groups like Club 45, join groups like the Tampa 912 Club, the Tampa Patriots, and the Sarasota Patriots, and so on and so forth, and the Tea Party Manatee. I'm on a roll here, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. I love it. And in fact, I did have that conversation with someone from the Tampa Bay Trump Club, that because they have that Operation Flag Drop, which I absolutely love, and they get that out there with the Trump flags. And I had that conversation. I said, we need to do a let's wear all MAGA, let's get all MAGA gear back into action here, and not allow them to make us go into our little corners with our hats like this author that we started off the segment saying that normal people don't wear these red hats. Well, let's all get out there and start wearing them again, proudly.
All right. Well, Kathy, tell us how we can get your book.
Well, go to my website at www.rulesfordeplorablesbook.com.
All right. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
So do I.
All right, folks, I got to tell you that final segment here, final few words brought to you by my good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, you've been to the big box stores, you've seen the stuff advertised on radio and in the paper and all that stuff, but nothing gets it closer to you or better to you than Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, good old hometown people. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out there. I guarantee you one of them's going to have Kevin in it, and he'll wave back at you. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Again, the number, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, and you just might get some of those top secret pastries in the back room if you go about it in the right way, because I happen to know they still have them there. They divulged the secret to me the last time I was down there. They're still there, folks. Oh, oh, oh. By the way, tomorrow, September 11th, 18 years later, our governor signed a decree yesterday declaring Patriot Day a day for all infinity. We'll never, never, ever, never, ever forget about it. And I know a lot of people listening to me right now, and some of my special friends that are listening to me right now who were involved over the events of that day, it's just ingrained in us. It's not going away. Not now, not ever. The things we saw, the things we did, just to try to survive. Just to try to survive. So tonight, a very special program. But in the meantime, stick around. All sorts of things coming up. And I'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Right here, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. Stay safe. And remember, it's all about we. We the people.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.